This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass.
Nick
McKim is a senator for the Greens from Tasmania. And Senator McKim has a proposal, or the Greens have a proposal, for a Bill of Rights. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
I'm really well, guys. Thanks for having me on, and good morning.
Good. I'm sure you'll be happy for us to call you Kim.
Well, actually, Nick.
Yeah, well, I just thought I'd ask. Nick, we'll call you Kim McNick.
Good morning, Nick.
Yeah, we'll start again. Sorry.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Nick, I understand that you're advocating for a Bill of Rights. Could you explain to our listeners what a Bill of Rights is and what its significance is to our community?
Yeah, sure. There's plenty of different forms of a Bill of Rights, or a Charter of Rights, as it's sometimes called. But it's basically a codification in either legislation or in the constitution of the rights of the citizens of a particular country. Now, Australia's the only Western democracy in the world that does not have some form of either charter or Bill of Rights, either in legislation or a constitutional bill. And we think that it's time that Australia joins the rest of the Western world in making sure that parliaments acknowledge the full range of rights that citizens have, and also legislation like this can help us navigate the sometimes difficult task of balancing rights that sometimes conflict with each other. So it's basically a codification of rights, an identification of what people's rights are as citizens and as people who are resident in a country, and an enshrining of those rights in legislation. And as I said, there are many different forms of bills of rights, and I think that our view is that it's time for a national conversation about what the form of a Bill of Rights or a Charter of Rights should be in Australia, how we should protect our freedoms, and what rights should be protected and enshrined in that process.
If I can just ask, Nick, I mean, there's a lot of legislation that does ostensibly protect our rights, which often is comprehensively ignored by government.
Mm-hmm.
So why would a Bill of Rights not be ignored?
Well, as I said, there are different forms, but if there is a charter or a Bill of Rights passed in legislation, governments would be required to abide by the processes enshrined in that bill and respect the rights that are protected in that legislation. So it's an opportunity for people to hold governments to account, and in doing so, hold them to account against a very carefully codified series of rights.
Presumably, Nick, a Conservative government might actually adopt a Conservative approach to a Charter of Rights. So that may actually be quite counterproductive.
Well, I don't think there's any danger of the Liberal National Party, the government we've currently got, even supporting any form of a Charter of Rights. The approach that they've taken is to commission Philip Ruddock, of all people, a serial abuser of human rights during his political career in Australia. I mean, this is the guy that designed the Northern Territory intervention. He was Attorney General when the 2004 amendments to the Marriage Act were passed through the Parliament, which thankfully we've overturned late last year in a fantastic day. But Philip Ruddock's been asked to conduct a review into religious rights and religious freedoms. Now, religious rights are important, and they are one of a range of rights that we think need to be protected, but it's not an absolute right, and we've got concerns about the Philip Ruddock process in that we've seen where, in, for example, the United States, where religious freedoms have been enshrined in legislation in some parts of that country, that those provisions have been used by mostly religious groups, to go into the courts and argue for people's right to discriminate against other people based in the main on other people's sexuality. So we're concerned that the government is looking at one particular right, religious freedom, in isolation, and we think we need a more holistic discussion about rights. And as I said, there needs to be very careful consideration given to how we balance rights that often conflict. And at the moment, the government's only looking at one particular very narrow band of rights, and we've got significant concerns about where that might lead.
So perhaps, Nick, it might be a case of, okay, the Ruddock inquiry, and I was going to suggest actually they should put Nicola Roxon on it, considering her past history with marriage equality. She could, you know, I know I'm just having a go at her. I've got a long memory.
You'll have to move on, Macca.
Not why. That if the government comes up with a proposal as a result of the Ruddock inquiry and it then says, OK, we need to legislate, let's assume that it gets through the House of Reps, you know, that they don't have any more MPs going off to the High Court trying to work out where they were born or what their passport should say. So let's assume that something passed the House of Reps. It then gets to the Senate. Now, that's an opportunity for you guys and for others to then amend the bill, to perhaps put in some other provisions or take some out. Other than doing it that way, it's unlikely, you know, I think we'd all agree on this, that the government is going to put forward anything resembling a Bill of Rights, isn't it?
Look, I do think it's unlikely that the current government will. Our view is that the process that the government started involving Philip Ruddock, as I said, is not the way to do this. And we'll be moving to establish a Senate inquiry once we get back into the Parliament in a few weeks. And we hope that we can get that motion through the Senate with Labor's support.
Okay.
And and we think we ought to have an inquiry, not an inquiry into whether or not Australia should have a bill or a charter of rights. There's been plenty of processes gone through in the past. In fact, Father Frank Brennan led a very good process a few years ago, which did conclude that Australia should move towards a charter of rights or a bill of rights. And so our proposal for a Senate inquiry will simply take as read that Australia should have a charter of rights, and instead focus on what form that charter should take and which rights should be protected and enshrined and how.
Okay, and Nick, of course, Victoria does have its own human rights charter.
Yes, both Victoria and the ACT have legislated charters or bills of rights.
Two Labor states.
Two Labor states, and they were both brought in by Labor, or in the case of the ACT, I think, if my memory is right, Labor Green government.
Yes.
But those have been in place for a number of years now, and in both cases. And interestingly, the facts around those and the reality around those two pieces of legislation put the lie to one of the big arguments against a Charter of Rights, and that is that there'll be a lawyer's picnic. And we haven't seen significant amounts of legal action arise in either Victoria or New South or the ACT as a result of their charters. There has been some, and you would expect there to be some, because there have been some cases where governments haven't respected that legislation, and those matters should be able to be resolved in the courts. And that's another thing that a charter or a Bill of Rights would provide for. I mean, our view ultimately is that the best way to enshrine rights is in the Constitution, but we all know that it's not an easy ask in Australia, changing the Constitution, particularly if there's not political unanimity, and there won't be on this issue. So at this stage, we're going to move forward and try and do all we can to deliver a legislated Charter of Rights, and we think that'll be a big step forward to protect fundamental rights and freedoms in this country.
I agree. I think it would be a great initiative. Just as we close, Nick, do you think the government is going to legislate around the religious freedoms issue? What does your gut feel tell you?
My gut feel is yes, they will try. If you recall during the marriage equality debate, George Brandis actually put forward amendments in the Senate, and those amendments that mirrored the ones that the Attorney General put forward in the Senate were also put forward in the House of Reps. Now, on both occasions, those amendments were voted down, thankfully, by both the Senate and the House of Representatives. So that was a good outcome, but that showed that the government does have an intent to legislate in this area, and I just hope that both the Senate and the House of Reps stand firm on this and recommit to the position that we took during the marriage equality debate, and that's that religious freedoms or religious rights should not be legislated in isolation. As I said, we're very happy to have a discussion about religious rights and freedoms, but for us, religious rights do not include the right to discriminate against people, for example, on the basis of sexuality. So it's going to be an interesting journey this year around this issue, and we just hope we can have a respectful community-wide conversation in this country about rights, about the need to protect them, but also the need to balance often conflicting rights. So we hope that can happen through the Senate inquiry process.
Nick, we'd like to keep the conversation going about this. So at some future point, once there is some discussion in Parliament about it, perhaps you could join us again for a further conversation.
I'd really love to be part of a 23-year icon of radio, and it would be my absolute pleasure, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, good on you.
Thank you.
You very much for coming in, and Happy New Year to you.
Cheers.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Hi, this is John Borghetti's here of Virgin Australia. For 22 years, Joy has been the voice of the GLBTI community. Virgin is a proud sponsor of Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.